This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 2173. Stay cool with this popular native saying. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Has anyone ever said to you, stay strong or stay safe? Today, find out what it means and when we use it as we end an English conversation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Michelle. How's everything going today?
Everything's good. Lindsay, it's snowing here today. Have you had any super cold or super rainy days recently in Denver?
Yeah, we had a cold snap a few weeks ago and, you know, just trying to stay warm. Yeah. Michelle, what's going on there today in New York in terms of the weather exactly?
So it's cold and it's interesting because there was a giant snowstorm. And in the beginning of the day, I was looking out my window to just a tree full of snow. And now I guess it's just not cold enough because, to my surprise, all the snow has already melted.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay.
The branches. Yeah. So like my son was home from school today and I thought maybe tomorrow too, but now looking outside, I don't know.
Oh, a little different. Well, stay dry. Stay dry, Michelle.
Thank you.
Weather in New York, so stay dry.
Exactly. So yeah, so guys, maybe you picked up on it. Today we're going to talk about a common construction people use when wishing people something. And this is often with the weather. It's said quite frequently, don't you think, Lindsay?
Yes. I mean, we heard this a lot when we had the pandemic, the global health crisis, right? We heard stay safe all the time, right? But stay dry, stay warm, very, very common construction for native English speakers, for sure.
Yeah. So stay something is what it is. So it's an adjective, I would say. Yeah. Well, it's always an adjective. Yeah. But yeah, I use this. It's always funny though, because do you ever find that you're using it and you're saying stay warm and it's freezing out and you know the person isn't going to stay warm. No one's staying warm, but you just say it. It's just a nice thing to wish someone, don't you think?
Right. You're just going to be cold for a week because there's a deep freeze and yeah, no one's going to be warm, but you say it. Yeah, I think it's a kind of a greeting. It's a bit of a greeting that's rooted in what's going on right now, or it's a send-off kind of.
I think more of a send-off.
It's a send-off.
Especially when somebody's about to go out the door.
Yes.
Because you're going now into the elements. So stay warm. So, I mean, stay dry, stay whatever you want to stay.
Or, you know, you see this a lot on social media. And if you go back and you see clips from the time period of 2020, 2021, then you will hear people sign off their videos as stay safe. Right.
Stay safe.
As a sign off after they've done their meme or whatever they're doing. Stay safe, guys. That kind of thing.
True. So Yeah, definitely. So it's used typically when you are signing off, you're leaving, someone else is leaving. It's usually towards the end. But Yeah. Before we get into this a little bit more, guys, check out episode 2162. This was a fun one. It was dating someone much older. Is it accepted in American culture? So
great topic.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
Right around Valentine's Day, around this time of year, we're thinking about love. So that was a great topic. Go check that one out, guys. Fun. For sure. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So what exactly do we say then, Michelle? Let's go back through it just to make sure exactly what we're teaching our listeners today.
Mm-hmm. So again, we're saying stay. It's basically another way to say I wish you.
right.
This is, I hope this for you. I hope that you're dry. I hope that you're warm. So again, if it's really, really cold, you might say stay warm.
If it's rainy, stay dry. And I said to you, stay dry, because it sounds like your snow is turning into rain out there in New York. You're kind of slushy, I can imagine, kind of messy. Slushy.
Yes.
If you go out to the gym or to the store tonight, you have to wear boots because you could step in a big puddle, right? So stay dry. Yes.
Yep. Now, so this is interesting. If it's hot outside, do we say stay cool?
I think we could. I think it's legitimate. Maybe we don't say it as much because we don't live in such extreme, although New York in the summer.
That's hot here.
Really, really cold. It's a good question. I would like to ask someone who lives in the desert or something of Arizona, ask Aubrey. She'd be the one to ask. Yeah.
So to me, when I hear stay cool, I think more of the personality or just being a cool person.
Stay cool, right?
I don't feel that I hear this as much when it's hot outside. I don't hear people saying like, stay cool. I mean, you could, but this is another way that it's used. So we'll get into this in just a second, but let's just do a quick role play with this. To see how it would be used.
Before we do that though, Michelle, I want to remind our listeners, guys, if you're not currently following All Ears English, go and check if you are. But if you're not, you want to hit that follow button, whether you're listening in Apple Podcasts, if you're in YouTube, hit subscribe right now so that you don't miss a single episode of this show. Let's get into the role play now, Michelle. You ready?
All right. It's a little one, but it's a good one. Here we go.
All right. We love it. All right. So, okay, I'm heading out. Oh man, that rain is really coming down.
Oh, okay. Good luck, Lindsay. Stay dry.
Oh, that's the worst when you have to go out and it's raining cats and dogs, which we love that expression. Fun to play around with that. It's raining cats and dogs, but you have to go out. That's the worst.
Are you good at remembering an umbrella if it's raining?
No. Well, no, I'm okay at remembering an umbrella. It's more getting it home and not leaving it somewhere is what I struggle with. Leave it all over the place at the doctor's office, on the train. Yeah. You know, yeah.
I do that with gloves so much that I'll be honest with you. I bought a pair of gloves to use this winter before I even wore it the first time. One was gone. I don't even have gloves that I've been wearing this winter. I've just been using my pockets because I think I've just given up.
You've given up on gloves.
Given up on gloves.
Well, that should be the name of my memoir. You need what the kids have, right? Which they're tied together or something like that. Isn't that a thing?
My son has two little clips.
That's what you need, Michelle.
Two little red mittens hanging down. Yeah, I do need that.
They might make them for adults. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so we're going to talk about more ways to use this in just a second.
Okay. All right, Michelle, let's get into our other options here. And it was funny I forgot completely about the stay cool thing, not talking about weather. So I'm excited to get into that one. But first, there's another one. What is it? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, so this is more for someone you may not see for a while. Maybe it's the end of a time spent together. I think even of a yearbook, you're graduating or you're not working together anymore, whatever it is. So this is a lot of times for some sort of special trait about that person. So you might say stay sweet or something like that. So for example, I'll miss you. Stay sweet.
Yeah. That one I've never heard, but I know exactly what we're getting at here. And it reminds me of seventh grade yearbooks for sure.
Yes, me too.
Seventh grade. So this might be more of a thing that kids say to each other. Actually, maybe not anymore. This is what else, Michelle? What's next?
Oh, okay. So the next one would be, like we said, stay cool.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah. So
How would that sound?
All right. You've been so much fun to work with. Stay cool. Yeah. This is not something I would say now, to be totally honest. Mm-hmm. It's something I would have said when I was 13. Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you still say these things?
I don't know that I say it, but I think that when adults say it, and I think they do, I think it's more in an ironic way. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. it's more mm-hmm. a cute, oh, stay cool, yeah, something like that. So if you hear it, I wouldn't say that in a formal situation as an adult, but
yeah.
if
yeah.
it was somebody you were really close at work, you could say, oh yeah, stay cool, I'll miss stay you, cool. something like that.
Well, I think for me, the next one is the one I hear the most from adults, mm-hmm. which is stay hungry. Now, Michelle, are we talking about I want to go have a snack, stay hungry?
No, that's a good point. Yes, not stay hungry, because that's not a very nice thing to tell. You don't want someone to have their food. No, right. This one is more about drive. Being driven to do something. So we use, that's another way to use the word hungry.
Yes. So stay hungry. So for example, I know you have so much to offer. Keep working hard and stay hungry. So this might be said to someone who's early on in their career, especially mm-hmm. maybe an entrepreneur mm-hmm. who's building a business and just has like a fire in their belly, as they say, and they just want to achieve something. They want to build a business. Mm-hmm. So you might say that to that person because you can feel that passion inside of them, right?
Right. Right. So stay hungry. And then the last one is, this one I feel is pretty common. Mm-hmm. Stay strong. So that's, you know, maybe someone needs a confidence booster, or also I feel like if somebody's very sick or mm-hmm. tired, or they mm-hmm. need courage to do something, maybe they need courage to quit their job. Maybe they need courage to, you know, beat an illness. So you could say, stay strong. You can do this.
I think this one is the most versatile for our adult lives, you know, that we might be the most likely to use. Stay strong. Mm-hmm. You can get through mm-hmm. this. It could apply mm-hmm. to so many different situations. Maybe you have maybe not just you have an illness, a family member has an illness, but you mm-hmm. need to stay strong to be there for them. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it could be just something it could be something more lighthearted. Like you're doing a exercise. The teacher might say, stay strong. You got this.
Right.
Something like that. Right. So it could be used in, I agree. This one is very versatile. A lot can be used in a lot of different contexts.
Ooh, I like this. This episode is really evolving today into something kind of interesting, you know, beyond what we would expect to learn about here. So let's go into our role play, shall we, Michelle?
Okay, so here we go. So you and I worked together, but it's your last day. You're moving on.
Okay, here we go. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, I'll miss you. Stay cool, Lindsay.
Aw, thanks, Michelle. I'll miss you too. Stay hungry. I have a feeling big things are going to happen for you soon.
That means so much to me. I guess I'm just a little frustrated and stuck.
Well, stay strong. I know it's hard, but you have so much potential.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm heading out. Oh gosh, it's pouring.
Stay dry.
Thanks, you too. Nice. Okay. You can imagine
I'm not gonna
putting
do
your-
this all in one, but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, I was gonna say you can imagine me kind of running out the door, and I've got like my jacket over my head, and just imagining the scene, I think helps us to really get these words, right? So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Let's so you gave me the stay cool, which again,
stay cool.
If it fits your personality, it doesn't fit my personality to say that. It just, you know, yeah, but some people it does. Like it's something I feel like my aunt would have said. My aunt just passed away this year, but she was kind of like kind of a hippie, kind of cool. Like she would say, keep smiling, stay happy, things like that. She had her own flavor. So she chose to say those things, but that's just her personality, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It all depends. Whatever you feel fits you best. For sure. And then you said, I'll miss you too. Stay hungry. So
am I talking about food? No,
no, it's not like stay hungry. Please keep your tuna sandwich in the fridge. It's stay hungry, stay driven, keep trying. Because it sounds like maybe we both wanted to get out and Lindsay found a new job and I haven't found one yet, right?
Right. Or maybe that could be the scenario. Or maybe I'm a little older. I'm more of a mentor for you, for example, something like that. And I'm trying to encourage you to see the big picture
true.
To keep going. So it could be either of those scenarios.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I said, I'm a little frustrated and stuck. And then you said, stay strong. Mm-hmm. So I know it's hard, but you have so much potential. So you're really giving me a confidence boost here.
Yeah. And we're saying, we said how versatile that stay strong is. Again, it could go for if someone is sick in your family or just in your situation, you're just a little stuck in your career, right? Mm-hmm. You're not really sure what to do next. You know, stay strong, mm-hmm. Michelle. You'll figure it out. You'll overcome this. Right?
Thank you. And then we realize that it's raining. So this goes back to where we started the episode, just talking about the weather. So you said, oh gosh, it's pouring. And I said, oh, stay dry.
Yeah.
And you said, thanks, you too.
Nice. So, full circle, Michelle. Love it.
Full
circle. That's another good one, which we could do a whole other episode on the term full circle, which we really do use quite a bit as native speakers. To me, it's a little bit of a cliche. And I kind of, when I hear it, I sort of cringe, but that's just my personality. I think it's really common. That term full circle. So any takeaway for our listeners today, Michelle? Where should we leave our listeners?
Well, this is really interesting because essentially this episode was about two words, stay something. Right. And it can be used for something as simple as the weather to as deep as motivating someone who's having a hard time. So it's just a very unique, common construction, and you can decide how it fits with your personality and play around with it. It's possible that there are some adjectives that don't work quite as well with it. I don't know that you can necessarily stick anything in there and it sounds good, but we gave you some to start with and play with and give it a try. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I love it. And this is a true sign of the times, right? As we said before, if you go back to videos on Instagram from 2020, you'll hear, stay safe, everyone, stay safe, signing up. And so it tells you a lot about what's going on in the culture, as in the broad sense, the ones that we're all using, or what's going on in that person's life. So this is not something you guys are going to find in any textbook, right? We're not, textbooks. So write this one down and try it out. It's definitely going to help you connect.
Okay. Definitely. All right. This was fun. Stay cool, Lindsay.
Stay cool. Stay cool. All right, Michelle, you have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.